This is my family. Eddie's always been stubborn.
He started having his problems, gang activity, fights.
One night, policeman called me, said, "You, Eddie's father, come on, get him from the station. He's locked up."
One fight here, another fight there. His physical being was great for his ego, but it left him empty.
If someone who knew Eddie in his youth, they would predict that he'd be dead.
On the outside, people looking in said, "Hey, this is the man." Everybody knew Eddie. At any given moment, he could have 7 to 8 women that are running around the club looking for him. He did things that he pushed himself to the ethical extremes that he could.
I have to get out of this totally.
Right near the end, there was just a void.
It was a constant struggle.
His inner soul was broken at that moment. There was that emptiness in his eyes. It was a bigger emptiness than I think I've ever really seen in his eyes.
I'm running here, running there, but mainly I'm running the wrong way.
It was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and he was struggling with that, but the effort was there. There was a conscious effort to make that switch.
People actually started talking behind his back, look at him, he's starting to be a good guy. And
this was the reality. It was death.
Reddy's concept was he wanted to start a show on Islam and spread it to the non-Muslims.
Well, people didn't know who I was.
Like, well, why are we doing this? No one's going to take you serious.
You're living a dream. And people were just stubbornly resistant, and you know, I started looking at you like you're, you know, from outer space. I had to be out there and trying to convince people to be on the show.
That first episode of that show aired, I think that's when you saw the full formation come into hope. This guy's changed. What's going on here?
He's a machine, you know.
To see someone change, to see their character changes, to see positive changes in their life, it's a sign of God.